Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR. Door to Door is the name of that song, 1971. That's the flip of a number six song they had called Sweet Hitchhiker. So, as I always say, flip those records over. So if you've got Sweet Hitchhiker by Creedence Clearwater, just flip it over and you get Door to Door. If that didn't sound just like the Creedence group to you, that's the reason is it was written and sung by the bass player Stu Cook. And their drummer, Doug Clifford, had a job selling stuff door to door when they were trying to, when they were first called the Gollywogs. You might know that CCR was called the Gollywogs at one time. And he was needing some extra money during those days. So he was working door to door, and that's the name of that song. Okay, hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to go right back to some music. We got Joey D going to get us started up. And then The Crest, and then Bobby Darin. So Joey D is going to do a little song right now from 1962 called I Lost My Baby.
I can't help it if I walk like this, and I can't help it if I talk like this. I can't help it if the sun don't shine. I'm just about to lose my mind. I lost my baby. I lost my baby. She left me all alone. I can't help it if I'm feeling bad, and I can't help it if I'm feeling sad. Please don't blame me if I don't say much. I'm so lost without her gentle touch. I lost my baby. I lost my baby. She left me all alone. No, 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 no. I can't take too much of this. I've got to have just the one more. I want someone hear me now. I got to get that girl back somehow. Please don't blame me if I start to cry. Just give me something soft to dry my eyes. If you ever had a love that's real, then you know exactly how I feel. I've lost my baby. I lost my baby. She left me all alone. I'm so all alone. I've lost my baby. I lost my baby. I'm all alone.
Away. you got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I got to take you back just one more time. Whoa, I swore the last time that you let me down, that I would never see you if you came around. But I can't tell my heart whether it's right or wrong. Oh, and I have been too lonely for much too long. You've got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've got to take you back just one more time. Tells me that I'm a fool, that I should never have put my faith in you. Oh, way down deep inside, I guess I know it's true. Ah, but no one else can make me feel the way you do. You got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just mine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I gotta take you back just one more time.
Bobby Darin, Under Your Spell. That's a 1963 LP cut. If you've got the LP, You're the Reason I'm Living, then you'll find that song on there. Johnny Rivers had a hit with that song a few years after this one. This was 63. Johnny Rivers late in the later 60s, I believe. But anyway, Under Your Spell, real good song. Bobby Darin. The Crest, their first pop charted record from 1957, went up to number 86, called Sweetest One. And, you know, being there again, I've said it, you know, when you see a record that charted like in the 60s or 70s or 80s number, you know, this was number 86, it wouldn't play just everywhere, but it was a bigger hit maybe in some parts of the country and not as much as the other. But anyway, Sweetest One, real good sound by them. Their next song, everybody knows, that charted, is 16 Candles. So they went from number 86 all the way to the top 10, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but maybe number one. I can't remember if that song made number one or not, but anyway, real good song here, Sweetest One by The Crest. Joey D got us started. I Lost My Baby, 1962, went up to number 61 for him. And a song that was written by Johnny Nash. You know, Johnny has some big hits. One that comes to mind is I Can See Clearly Now and Hold Me Tight. But anyway, Johnny Nash wrote this song, I Lost My Baby. He also, Johnny Nash also wrote the one before this one that Joey D had that charted. Joey D, you might remember the song, What Kind of Love Is This? Well, Johnny Nash wrote that one also. But this was I Lost My Baby, 1962 for Joey D, number 61. Let's keep going. We got Connie Francis going to get us going, and Jerry Lee Lewis, and then the OJs. Right now we got Connie. And Who's Sorry Now?
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Sad and blue, who's crying too, just like I cried, oh.
Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They could never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. She's left me. And I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. Goodbye, baby.
Love Train, the OJ's, 1973. A song that went up to number one on both the pop and R&B charts for them that year. Real good sound by those guys. Jerry Lee Lewis, She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. I've always liked that song. I mean, you can't do much better than a girlfriend that will come in there and wake you up to say, hey, I'm leaving you, goodbye. That's a nice lady right there. Anyway, Jerry Lee Lewis. That was 1969. It was a country hit for him. Went up to number two that year for him on the country charts. Didn't do anything on the pop charts, but I've always enjoyed that record. That's just a good song to listen to. And, you know, a lot of people did that. Mickey Newberry was one of the writers of that song, and he did a lot of writing for a lot of people. He wrote American Trilogy that Elvis did. But Mickey had the first version of this in November of 69, and then Jerry Lee Lewis had it come out in 69 also, but Mickey had the original version. But people like Kenny Rogers in the first edition did this. Don Gibson did it. Johnny Tillison and Brooke Benton even recorded this record, this song. But anyway, good sound. I've always enjoyed that song by Jerry. Connie Francis, Who's Sorry Now, 1958, went up to number four. This was her second hit on the pop charts. You may not know much about her first hit. Her first hit was a duet with Marvin Rainwater, The Majesty of Love. But this was her big breakout song here, because Majesty of Love only went up to like number 80 or 90 or something like that. But this one went all the way to number four for her in 1958. Okay, let's keep going. We got Little Anthony coming up. We got the McCoys and the Mamas and the Papas. So right now, here's a little album cut, a song called Reputation.
Where the crowd is, you won't find her. She'll be walking all alone, 'cause she's got her reputation, yeah, a reputation that is known. Just a silly little story told by a guy she didn't know. Out to make a reputation, yeah, a reputation of his own. Little girl, I long to hold you, but I could never let you know that I'm the guy who told the story. That's why I'm always so alone. I gave you a reputation. Now all that's left for me is a reputation of my own. A reputation of my own.
Treat me right. You give me fever.
You give me fever.
light.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it shine on me.
Getting higher in LA, you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Dolly's a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
Getting higher in LA, you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
What they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up.
Yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zon.
Just a catching fire in LA, you know where that's at.
And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express
cars.
But keeping out the heat.
Darkest vibrations in our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Creek Alley, Mamas and the Papas, 1967, went up to number five that year for that group, a group that was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998, and a lot of good hits. That was their last top ten recording, and they broke up about a year or so later, but some of them did some solo stuff, and But they left us a lot of good songs to listen to. McCoys before that, Fever, 1965, a follow-up to their number one hit, Sloopy, Hang On Sloopy. This record here, Fever, went up to number 7 in 65, so they had two top 10 in a row there. One of the members of this group, by the way, was Rick Zehringer, Z-E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, Zehringer. Anyway, I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly, but anyway, he changed his name to something you could pronounce a little bit easier, Rick Derringer, and did some hits of his own there. So you might remember Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. But that's the McCoys, Fever. And Little Anthony got us started with the flip side of a hit. If you've got the flip side, if you've got the record Hurt So Bad, you flip it over and you get Reputation. 1965, Hurt So Bad went up to number 10. And, of course, this one did not chart, but it was a good song. This was one, it came out on the LP Going Out of My Head. And that's one 8-track tape that I always had in my parents' car I kept. And then when I'd use it on weekend, I'd get the car on weekend or something, I'd always play Little Anthony and the Imperials. That was one we always listened to. Okay, let's keep going. We got Randy and the Rainbow is going to get us going. Barbara Mandrell do a little country sound for us. And then the 16s are going to do a song. So here we go right now. Randy and the Rainbow's Denise.
After all these years.
another day is gone. I turn around to find you're still not here. I'll leave the hall light on in case you come. Saying that for years, years of hanging on to dreams already gone, years of wishing you were
56, went up to number 25 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B, the group out of L.A. And in 1956, that group ages ranged from 14 to 17. So they called themselves the 16s. So real nice sound by the group. They had one more record that made it on the pop charts, but this was the only one that made it on the R&B charts. So nice sound from them, though. Barbara Mandrell, The Years, 1979, number one for her that year on the country western charts. Real nice sound. I've always enjoyed listening to that song by Barbara Mandrell. Randy and the Rainbows got us started with Denise, 1963, went up to number 10 that year for them. So good sound. That's one of the more popular, I guess you'd call it the white doo-wop sound of groups, and people really like that song, Randy and the Rainbows. All right, let's keep going. We got Dean Martin coming up, going to get us started, and then Smokey Robinson and his Miracles, and then Tony Orlando when he was a solo artist before he got hooked up with Dawn. But he had quite a few hits before as a solo artist, but we'll get one by him. Right now we've got Dean Martin doing one called Return to Me.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Return to me.
Ritorname. Cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, mio
I
small, but you stood by me for the whole world to see, and then I was 10 feet tall. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take, bless every move that you make so perfectly, and bless your little.
Bless You, Tony Orlando, solo Tony Orlando, 1961, went up to number 15 for him that year. And gosh, there's so much to say about this guy. He had three hits in 1961 on the pop charts. Bless You was the highest rated of the three. And then in 69, he was with a group called Wind, W-I-N-D, and they had a song that went up to number 28 in 69. So from 61 to 69, I'm not sure what he was doing exactly. But and then after that, he formed Dawn. Now, the first two hits that Dawn did, Candida and Knock Three Times, was Tony Orlando, along with Tony Wine and Ellie Greenwich. And then he changed over and brought in Thelma Hopkins and Joyce Vincent. And then they had other hits after that as Tony Orlando and Dawn. But he was born in 1944 in Manhattan, New York. Michael Anthony Orlando Cassavetes. And I hope I said that last name right. I probably didn't. But anyway, he was discovered at age 16 by Don Kirshner. And just started forming bands, and he just hung around and did a lot of good stuff, and just enjoyed his stuff. So anyway, that was his one of his hits as a solo artist in 61. Bless You, Miracles. Before that, Broken Hearted, 1961, went up to number 97, and the flip side of that also charted. Mighty Good Lovin', it went up to number 51. So it was a double-sided hit there. But you know, like I say, neither one of them made the top 40, top 20. So not all of America heard all that, those songs there, probably, going up to number 97. But I like that song, Broken Hearted, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Dean Martin got us started with Return to Me, 1958. Went up to number 4 in the pop charts for him. And, of course, you know, hit after hit after hit, big-time Dino Martin. So let's keep going. We got our double play of the day coming up. We got Jimmy Rogers going to get us started with a big hit for him. And then we're going to do a double play by Dave Mason today. So a couple good songs he did. So let's get started right now. Jimmy Rogers and a song called Secretly.
Why must I meet you in a secret rendezvous? Why must we steal away to steal a kiss or two? Why must we wait to do the things we want to do? Why, oh why, oh why, oh why, oh why? Wish we didn't have to meet secretly. Wish we didn't have to kiss secretly. Wish we didn't have to be afraid to show the world that we're in love, till we have the right to meet openly, till we have the right to kiss openly. We'll just have to be content to be in love.
See eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. and money too. But that's not all I do for you. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mason, Bring It On Home to Me. That's one of my favorite songs recorded by so many people, and Dave did a good version here. I guess Sam Cooke's one of my favorite versions, which he wrote and did it first. But the Animals do a great job too. But this is Dave Mason from 1974 on his LP called Dave Mason. It was his fourth LP that charted, so it wasn't his debut LP, but it was called Dave Mason, 1974. And that's his version of Bring It On Home to Me. And before that, 1977, went up to number 12. Real good song by Dave, We Just Disagree. And he was an original member of the group Traffic. And for a little while, he joined Delaney and Bonnie. And he spent a year or so with Fleetwood Mac in the mid-90s. And so he was bounced all around the place. But real good sound, real good musician, and I like his voice. Dave Mason, our double play of the day today. Jimmy Rogers got us started with a big hit for him in 1958. Went up to number 3, Secretly. And Jimmy did some good stuff. Left some good music to listen to. All right, it's almost time to get out of here. We're going to get in a couple more, and then we're going to come back and finish it up. We're going to get started with Don Gibson, and then we're going to do an Elvis today. So let's do right now Don Gibson and Oh, Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. but I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to C. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
She's sitting right over there. I'd know that face. But I am ashamed to face her. Just tell her, Jensen, hello. I'd like to pour out my heart, but I don't know where to start. I'd like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her, Jensen, hello. Just tell her Jim said hello. Just tell her Jim and she'll know. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't say I'm thinking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her, Jensen, hello. Just tell her, Jensen, hello. Just tell her, Jensen.
Just tell her Jim said hello. That's Elvis from 1962. Song that went up to number 55 on the charts. The flip side went up to number 5. Flip side was a song, She's Not You. But Just Tell Her Jim Said Hello. That's a real good sound by him. One that didn't get a lot of airplay, but I really enjoyed that one. That's a Lieber Stoller composition. They wrote so much of his stuff, but real good song by him. Don Gibson got us started with Oh Lonesome Me, 1958. Went up to number 7 on the pop charts. Of course, it was number 1 hit on the country charts. That was his first pop chart hit, but it was his second song that charted on the country charts. Sweet Dreams, a song he wrote along with Oh Lonesome Me. Sweet Dreams was his first country chart, and in 56, I believe. And then this one came along and went up to number 1 also, Oh Lonesome Me. He had 82 country western hits between 1956 and 1976. He became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1958. Real good career by him, wrote a lot of great stuff. Well, we got to get out here. Thanks for joining us on BRC Radio. Hope you enjoyed some of the songs we played today, and just let us know if there's anything particular you want to hear. We'll try to find it and put it on for you. So but let's get out of here. We always play an instrumental song to get us out of here. We're going to do a flip side of a song that the Lovin' Spoonful did. You remember the song Daydream. Well, you flip it over and you get a little instrumental version of a song, a style song. Daydream went up to number 2 in 1966, and most people were really loving that, and they may not have flipped it over. But I always flip them over. I keep saying it over and over and over. But this is a little song called Night Owl Blues by the Lovin' Spoonful, 1966. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.